Hi, 大家好, this is Slow Chinese Podcast by Chinese with Mei. Have you ever been caught up in a very critical moment where you have to make a choice, otherwise there will be serious consequences? In today's episode, we will learn how to describe such moment with the Chinese idiom 亲君宜发. Before we start, remember to download the scripts on my YouTube channel Chinese with Mei. They're available in English and Thai language.Okay, let's see. 千 means 1,000. 君 is a unit of measurement which equals to 15 kilograms. 一 means 1. 发 is the hair. 千君一发 literally means 1,000 pounds hung by a thread, by a hair. And figuratively, it means a matter of life or death, a really critical matter. Now let's read the story. Let's see.Where does 千钧一发 come from? 西汉时期有个叫梅盛的人。他头脑聪明，善于思考，在刘濞手下当官。刘濞说，哼，我刘濞一点儿也不比当今皇帝差。凭什么事事要听他的？刘濞想要造反，梅盛觉得这么做太危险了，便想劝告刘濞。这天，他们来到悬崖边，梅盛有了主意。梅盛说：“大王，您看到那块大石头了吗？”刘濞转过头去看，就在悬崖边有一块大石头，石头摇摇欲坠，似乎马上要掉入悬崖。刘濞说，这有什么奇怪的？只见梅盛从头上拔下一根细发。梅盛说，如果我将石头维系在这根头发上，您觉得它会怎么样呢？刘濞说，头发怎么能经得起石头的重量？这块石头肯定会掉下悬崖，粉身碎骨啊。梅盛说，现在您就跟石头一样，情况紧急啊。您若执意跟朝廷抗衡，就会坠入深渊。刘濞说，不可能，我已经做了万全的准备。梅盛见刘濞不听劝告，失望地离开了。后来刘濞起兵造反，果然失败了。I hope you can understand most of the story. Now let's learn with the story. I'm gonna read the Chinese first and then the English. 西汉时期, during the Western Han Dynasty, so 西汉 is again a period of time in Chinese history, 有个叫梅盛的人, there was a man called 梅盛. 他头脑聪明, he was smart, 头脑聪明, 头 means the head,脑 means the brain, right? So usually we say 头脑 to refer to the mind. For example, 有头脑 that means someone is brainy. 没头脑 someone is empty-headed. 他头脑聪明 he was smart. 善于思考善于 means good at. So like to fall into deep thought. 善于思考在刘濞手下当官He was working under Mr. Liu Bi. 手下, 手 is the hand. 下, under, 手下, under one's hand, that means under the leadership of someone. 在刘濞手下当官, working under Mr. Liu Bi. 刘濞说, 刘濞 said, 哼, 我刘濞一点儿也不比当今皇帝差。哼, I'm no worse than the present emperor.一点也不 not at all, 比 someone 差 like worse than, 当今 present 皇帝 the emperor, 当今皇帝 the present emperor, 一点儿也不比当今皇帝差。 I'm no worse than the present emperor. 凭什么事事要听他的？凭什么？凭 means to base on. 凭什么 is a strong question to say why. Why should I? 凭什么事事要听他的？ Why should I always listen to him? So he was complaining, I'm no worse than the present emperor. 凭什么？ Why should I listen to him?刘辟想要造反。刘辟 wanted to lead a revolt against the emperor. Wants to rise up, 造反, rise up to revolt against. 梅胜觉得这么做太危险了。梅胜 felt that it was too dangerous. 便想劝告刘辟。He wanted to persuade 刘辟 not to do so. 这天他们来到悬崖边。On this day, they came to the edge of a cliff. 悬崖 that is a rock cliff. 梅胜有了主意。梅胜 had an idea. 主意 the idea. 梅胜说，大王，您看到那块大石头了吗？梅胜 said, My lord, do you see the big rock? 刘辟转过头去看。刘辟 turned around and saw a big rock.就在悬崖边 on the edge of the cliff, 有一块大石头。So the rock was on the edge of the cliff. 石头摇摇欲坠，摇摇欲坠。The rock was crumbling. 摇摇，摇 means shake. 摇摇欲坠，欲 means will. 坠 is fall. So 摇摇欲坠 is an idiom to shake.So, 摇摇欲坠 is an idiom to say So, 摇摇欲坠 is an idiom to say something that is shaky or unsteady. 似乎马上要掉入悬崖 as if it was going to fall down to the cliff. 似乎马上要掉入悬崖 as if it was going to fall. 刘辟说这有什么奇怪的？刘辟 said, Well, I see it. What's so strange about it? 只见梅胜从头上拔下一根细发。梅胜 pulled a thin hair from his head. 梅胜说，如果我将石头维系在这根头发上。If I hang the rock with this hair, 您觉得它会怎么样呢？What do you think will happen? 刘辟说，头发怎么能经得起石头的重量？刘辟 said, How can a hair bear the weight of a rock? 这块石头肯定会掉下悬崖。This rock will definitely fall off the cliff. 粉身碎骨啊。And break to pieces. 头发怎么能经得起？经得起 means to be able to stand, to bear, 经得起重量 bear the weight. 粉身碎骨，粉碎 means be smashed. 身 body, 骨 is the bones. 粉身碎骨 is an idiom to say have one's body smashed to pieces. Here means have the stone to smash into pieces. 梅胜说，梅胜 said,现在您就跟石头一样。Now you are just like the rock. 情况紧急啊。It's a critical moment. 情况 means the situation, the moment. 紧急 means urgent, critical. 情况紧急啊。您若执意跟朝廷抗衡。If you insist on fighting with the royal court. 执意，执意 means to insist on.跟朝廷，朝廷 means the royal court, the imperial court. 抗衡 means to contend against, to fight against. 就会坠入深渊。You will be falling into the abyss. 坠入 fall, 坠。深渊 means the abyss. So you will be like the rock and fall into the abyss. 刘辟说，不可能。我已经做了万全的准备。 Liu Bei said, "It's impossible. I have all those preparations ready." 万全的准备, 万全 means perfect, complete. Usually goes together with 准备, 万全的准备. Like, I made all those preparations. 梅盛见刘弼不听劝告, seeing that Liu Bei refused to listen to his advice, 失望地离开了. 梅盛 left with disappointment, 失望. 后来, later, 刘弼 led a coup with his troops. 刘弼起兵造反, 果然失败了, 果然, not surprisingly, he failed, 果然失败了. Now do you understand what 天军一发, the situation like? Now let's read the story in normal speed again. Hope you can understand more this time. 西汉时期有个叫梅盛的人, 他头脑聪明, 善于思考, 在刘弼手下当官。 刘弼说, 哼, 我刘弼一点也不比当今皇帝差, 凭什么事事要听他的? 刘弼想要造反, 梅盛觉得这么做太危险了, 便想劝告刘弼。 这天他们来到悬崖边, 梅盛有了主意, 梅盛说, 大王, 您看到那块大石头了吗? 刘弼转过头去看, 就在悬崖边有一块大石头, 石头摇摇欲坠, 似乎马上要掉入悬崖。 刘弼说, 嗯, 这有什么奇怪的? 只见梅盛从头上拔下一根细发, 梅盛说, 如果我将石头围系在这根头发上, 您觉得它会怎么样呢? 刘弼说, 头发怎么能经得起石头的重量? 这块石头肯定会掉下悬崖,粉身碎骨啊。 梅盛说, 现在您就跟石头一样, 情况紧急啊。 您若执意跟朝廷抗衡, 就会坠入深渊。 刘弼说, 不可能, 我已经做了万全的准备。 梅盛见刘弼不听劝告, 失望地离开了。 后来, 刘弼起兵造反, 果然失败了。 So now you understand 千钧一发 to describe some critical situations, right? Now let's see two examples. For example, the first one, 就在这千钧一发的时刻, 他跳下河, 救下了落水的小孩。 At this critical moment, he jumped into the river and saved the child who had fallen into the river. 就在这千钧一发的时刻, exactly at this moment, at this critical moment, 千钧一发的时刻, he jumped into the river, 他跳下河, saved the child who had fallen into the river, 救下了落水的小孩. So, if he didn't jump into the river, and the child might die, right? So this is a critical moment. And the second situation, 超级英雄们总是在千钧一发的时刻才出现. Superheroes always appear at the life or death moments, right? We have watched so many superhero films, and do you remember? Usually it's at really like life or death moments, those critical situations, and the superheroes appeared. 超级英雄们总是在千钧一发的时刻才出现. So 千钧一发 is the perfect word to describe the situation, the circumstances when superheroes appear. 超级英雄们总是在千钧一发的时刻才出现. Superheroes always appear at the life or death moments. Or what other 千钧一发 situations you can think of? Please comment down below and share your opinions, your examples to use 千钧一发. So that's all for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to my channel for more, or you can support me on my Patreon page, and you can download the scripts in Thai and in English language. This is Slow Chinese Podcast by Chinese with Mei. I will see you next time. Bye bye.